Sunday, August 31st, 2008. Chen is an amateur. I chuckle when I read President Ma Ying-jeou's comments on former President Chen Shui-bian's financial scandal, which Ma said reminded him of former Philippine dictator Ferdinand Marcos, whose regime was marked by corruption. Ma breaks silence on Chen scandal. August 18th, page 3. It truly puzzled me that Ma could be so ignorant of his own country's history, which has been so well documented, especially the fact that his beloved Chinese Nationalist Party, KMT, under the control of his beloved dictator, Chiang Kai-shek, including his close clan, were so corrupt that they lost China to Mao Zedong's People's Republic of China. In June 1948, Chiang wrote in his diary that the KMT had failed not because of external enemies, but because of disintegration and rot from within. Chiang Kai-shek and the Struggle for China by Tom Bethel in Hoover Digest No. 1, pages 184 to 189, 2007. When Chiang's wife, Song Meiling, came to the U.S. for more handouts in November 1948, President Harry Truman simply ignored her. By then, Truman knew the bulk of U.S. aid to Chiang meant to bolster his forces in fighting the Red Menace had disappeared into the pockets of Chiang's inner circle. Truman said to a reporter during an interview, "They are all thieves, every damn one of them. They stole $750 million out of the $3.8 billion that we sent to Chiang. They stole it, and it's invested in real estate, some right here in New York." The Song Dynasty by Sterling Seagrave, pages 433 and 437. More puzzling or amusing were comments by KMT chairman Wu Bo-xiong, who said, "No one can hide the truth forever." No gloating over Chen scandal, August 21st, page 3. But doesn't Wu know that the KMT has been hiding its illegal party assets for more than 50 years and has refused to disclose the source of the funds for fear that party authorities might ultimately have to return the money it had stolen? It is well documented that the KMT has been practicing crony capitalism for decades. This is a system in which the party rewards its well-connected members. Doesn't anyone wonder why so many top KMT officials have been able to accumulate so much wealth far beyond what public servants usually make so quickly? They fled from China to Taiwan and enriched themselves with a lavish lifestyle after getting here. It is not just Chen's money trail that needs to be investigated. Investigators should focus on top KMT officials as well, such as former chairman Lian Zhan and People First Party chairman James Song, Song Chuyu, who own a number of expensive properties in the U.S.